vivid, and the one I still remember the most is flying home after visiting a friend's house. It was like stepping on pillows, and then all of a sudden I just sort of seemed to float higher and higher and kind of glided my way home. And then I was, then I was passed out for a very long time. I didn't get sick though. Sometimes you can get sick on mushrooms, I mean, depending on, three? And I remember another time when it was just bad. I got sick and I threw up and it was just no trip, no nothing.
Mushroom Thursday.
That I was reading an article about how when you're hallucinating, one of the things that's most hilarious and also the most awkward are the clear lines of commodities. So it's this idea that in hallucinating, part of what you're drawn to is clear lines that are easily duplicated and expansive, and how those forms are often commodities. So for me, I'm interested in the relationship between certain ways in which hallucination is actually pictured and an aesthetic around it is developed, and how that actually relates to the broader commodity culture that was both being developed in Germany and to a certain degree, obviously, being exported out from the United States.
Kyoto Station, Shinkansen, nuclear plant.